tourists flock to Mountain Kingdom of Bhutan. From January 1 to March 31, 2024, Bhutan saw a surge in international tourist arrivals, exceeding the figures from the previous year by over 100%. The number of visitors to the Kingdom of Bhutan increased twofold in the initial quarter of 2024 compared to the previous year. From January 1 to March 31, 2024, Bhutan saw a surge in international tourist arrivals, exceeding the figures from the corresponding period in the previous year by over 100%. March 2024 recorded 14,822 arrivals, making it the third busiest month for tourism in Bhutan since the country reopened post-pandemic, trailing behind May 2023, 16,609 arrivals, and October 2023, 16,465 arrivals. The breakdown of Bhutan's visitors in 2024 reveals that 60% originated from India, while the remaining 40% traveled to Bhutan from a variety of markets, including the US, UK, China, Germany, Singapore, France, Italy, Malaysia, Vietnam, Australia, and Canada. Growth rates in Q1 2024 versus Q1 2023 varied significantly across different countries. Indian tourists increased by 77%, Americans by 105%, and British guests by 84%. The surge in guest arrivals to Bhutan during the first quarter of 2024, with a remarkable 97% increase compared to the same period in the previous year, can be attributed to various factors. Primarily, the reduction in the sustainable development fee to $100 per night has made visiting Bhutan more economically feasible. Moreover, there has been a significant rise in global awareness about Bhutan among potential guests and global travel agents, thanks to the collective promotional endeavors of the entire industry and extensive media coverage. These endeavors have gradually gained momentum, as Bhutan is not a nearby destination for most guests, requiring time for research, planning, and booking a trip to the kingdom. Bhutan being listed as a must-visit place in 2024 in many of the world's top publications has helped raise our profile and bring in more visitors. We've also targeted a wider range of people and new markets around the world. And by promoting Bhutan as great to visit any time of year, not just in certain seasons, it all helps. The numbers are really promising with a good trajectory, and we look forward to a strong tourism year, said Carissa Naima, CMO of the Department of Tourism.